Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Kathy back here.
And Jesus is coming.
Dan's here. Jesus is coming. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming. Yeah, you know, I meant to do this earlier and I'm sitting here. It's a little, literally 1:15 a.m. And I was like, oh, I never did that quick live stream. All right, so just thought I'd get this recorded anyway, so this is ridiculous. I mean, you want to talk about Antichrist Broadway circus show. You know how I've always called it that? That's all this is. This is just nuts. Okay, so this morning, Donnie Boy jumps out and he tells everybody, all right, here's the deal. I will get arrested on Tuesday. And by the way, let me let everybody know that that would be 321. Everybody remember the video we did last night with the 321?
And that I said there was some the number I've been seeing all the time. Yeah,
321. And then I said, I'll bet you this is going to be, not bet, but I'm almost certain that it was, I said last night, said I'm almost certain that that's going to be either an event or some kind of marker. Well, number one, it's the first day of spring. Remember I told you that? But number two, looky here. So he says, so Donald Trump says he's going to get arrested on Tuesday, 3/21. And not only that, he decides he's going to be nuts and cuckoo land and go ahead and announce to everybody to go ahead and protest everywhere and win back America. Like, are you kidding me? This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. And let's remember that Trump is part of the Antichrist. He is that what the Lord showed us like 2 years ago, the Jews are looking for a two-part Antichrist. There is a Messiah, a false Messiah Ben Joseph, which is the false John the Baptist that prepares the way for dirtbag Antichrist. And then there's the false Messiah Ben David, who is the actual Antichrist, who would be Barack Obama, lightning from heaven. Okay, so let's all remember that Trumpy boy here is the one who told everybody to take the mark. He introduced the mark. He started the whole thing. What is Project, what was it again? I can't remember the name of it. With the mark. Anyway, so he put it all out there. Now, I want to, this is going to be a one to remember. You got to remember this. From last April, over a year ago now, under a year ago, they had done that interview and they called the vax, the CV vax, which is the mark of the beast, the first shot, they called it the Pope's venom, okay? Which, of course, is the perfect definition of Revelation chapter 13. The false prophet is the one who caused everybody, great and small, blah, 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 to take the mark, right?
Operation Warp Speed.
Operation Warp Speed. That's the name of it.
Warp Speed.
Warp Speed.
Are you tired or something?
Yeah, I'm a little tired. Anyway, so he started Operation Warp Speed, told everybody to take the mark, right? So he got it going. Okay, let's not forget that everybody's like, oh, Trump, he's a good guy. No, he's not. He's the most prideful, arrogant, antichrist figure there is. It's ridiculous. And don't be thinking he's Christian.
No.
And you guys remember me telling you a couple years ago even, he, back in, I think it was 2000, let's see, it was in 2017, I believe it was, he converted, quote unquote, converted to Judaism. He's not even, for real, he's not even Christian, okay? But he's totally Antichrist. Oh, he, in fact, I listened to several things for him. I kept my eye on him the whole time. I knew he was not, he was up to no good before he started running. Like, even when he first announced his candidacy, everybody's like, oh, Trump. I'm like, no. Don't be trusting him. I'm telling you right now, he is not who you think he is, okay? So anyway, clearly, the false John the Baptist here is getting things moving, okay? And so they're going to, so he's getting the whole fomenting the Civil War stuff, right? And what's that going to do? They got to get the chaos going so they can bring in the order out of chaos, quote unquote. So that's what he's doing. He's getting it going. Now, this is also kind of building up a little bit. If you add the fact that Iran said they're still after him, they still want his head, right? There is so many words, dreams, and visions about him being in a coffin. And let's remember the one that everybody talks about, Simpsons. He's in the, you remember the one he did? He's in a coffin. I'm telling you right now. This is where they're working towards it. So I'm telling you, this is the beginning here. They're getting everything going. Now everything's already going. We're already in tribulation, guys. We're just waiting for the stuff to really, you know, like Antichrist come up and all that. But judgments have already started. We got all the chemical junk. We had the two giant earthquakes in Turkey. There's already, guys, the judgments have already started. So we're already here. The mark's already been out for going on 3.5 years. We're almost done with that. The whole 3.5 years, guys. Come on, you know? Anyway, so I just thought this was nuts. Dan thought it. We all thought this was nuts. Couldn't believe it. So everything is starting. So we got this. And, oh, the other thing. And I'll have to include the link. Where did I see that?
You mean they're going to arrest Putin?
Yes. You know what? Let me see if I can.
On the 22nd, the day after.
Arrest Putin. In South Africa. South Africa.
I read that one today.
Yes. Okay. Here we go. Okay. So check this out. Now, you guys remember that whole thing about I was telling you guys they're going to arrest Putin, right? He's like, yeah, whatever. You know, they don't even recognize that court, right? Well, guess what? He happens to be taking a trip to South Africa when? Oh, on 3-2-2. What is 3-2-2, everybody? Skull and Bones Day. 3-2-2 is Skull and Bones, if everybody remembers.
Wait a minute.
So, yeah.
Didn't Russia went and partner up with South Africa in some maneuvers recently?
Oh, yeah.
Let's not forget about
that. That's probably why he's going down there. Probably. Anyway, so I just think it's interesting. So I think, and don't quote me on it because I haven't checked it out, but the only way this could like actually happen is if South Africa backs that, like they recognize this international court. There's a lot of countries that don't. Even America apparently doesn't even recognize this court, but that NATO thinks it's going to do this. So if that's the case and they think they're going to do this in South Africa, I'm thinking maybe South Africa recognizes that court, although they're friends with Putin. So I don't really know how this is going to go. It's looking interesting. We shall see.
Or Trump and Putin are going to go underground.
Yeah, who knows? Whatever.
In the tunnels.
Anyway, so they're saying he's going to be going to South Africa on the 22nd. So, you know, international court, NATO, they're thinking, hey, fair game, right? Whatever. So let me tell you, they come even 10 miles from him. He's going to have his military on them so fast. This is going to be official world war all over the place. Not even unofficial. It's been unofficial for over a year now, but this is what we're talking about. So anyway, these two things were so ridiculous. So we got 321, Trump's going to get arrested. And 322, they're saying they're going to arrest Putin. You know, this is nuts. So we're going to sit back and watch how this all unfolds. And let's hope the first fruits head out with Jesus ASAP. You know what I'm saying? That's all we're waiting for. Hallelujah. We just want to see Jesus. Come on, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Anyway, love you guys. Stand firm. Everybody who belongs to Jesus Christ, if you have not taken the CV vax and you belong to Jesus, stand in who you know you are, because things are about to get pretty messy. Let me tell you. And if you haven't taken the vax and you haven't come to Jesus yet, there's no time left, guys. It is the end of the world as we know it. Done. The entire world. Jesus is coming and putting it to an end. Okay?
I remember August 21st, 2019, Trump said he was king of Israel.
Yeah. You guys remember that?
Yeah. You know, it's like, hello. And people think that he's Christian.
And he also said, oh, I'm the chosen one. Yeah. What a freak. You know, you're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Liar. Yeah, whatever. Anyway. So there you go. If anybody's got any questions, pop over an email, graftedinthevine222@gmail.com. And as we always say, if we're still here and we haven't got transfigured yet, we'll be back as the Lord leads. All right, guys. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.